And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 20th of October, 2024. This year, October 20th through the 26th is National Wolf Awareness Week. The demonization and killing of wolves began in the early 1900s due to widespread misinformation about their danger to humans and livestock. Avid hunters quickly reduced their numbers across the country by hundreds of thousands. In 1973, the federal government designated wolves as the most endangered species in the U.S. Wolves were listed as endangered and given legal protection as a result. This listing allowed wolves to begin to recover. But in 2011, Congress delisted gray wolves in Idaho and Montana. This was the first time a legislative body delisted a species instead of an environmental agency. In 2019, the Trump administration delisted gray wolves nationwide, stripping the animals of all protection throughout the country. Immediately following the delisting, over 200 wolves were killed in just 60 hours. Today, only approximately 15,000 gray wolves and just dozens of red wolves remain in the wild in the U.S. At the height of wolf hunting in the 1900s, almost all wolves were eradicated from areas in and around Yellowstone National Park. 70 years without wolves drastically changed Yellowstone. Without predation pressure from wolves, elks became overpopulated and overgrazed the land and the trees. With less vegetation, songbirds began to decline. Without trees, beavers could no longer build their dams, and streams began to erode and degrade the environment. Without beavers' dams and the shade from trees and plants, water temperatures became too high for cold water fish. Wolves are essential to the functioning of the ecosystem in which they live, and their absence directly impacts the ability of other animals to survive and thrive. The greatest thing we can do for these beautiful animals today is refuse to support animal agriculture, as it is animal agriculture's interests that drive the killing of wolves. October 20th is also International Sloth Day. Sloths are native to the rainforests of Central and South America. Sloths are famous for being the world's slowest moving mammal. They travel up to 36 meters and sleep for 15 to 20 hours a day. It could take sloths days to digest a single leaf, as they have incredibly slow metabolism, only relieving themselves once or twice a week. Baby sloths cling to their mothers for up to 6 months after birth. Once they separate themselves, young sloths stay close to their mothers for 2 to 4 years. The biggest threat facing sloths is habitat destruction, and animal agriculture is responsible for 91% of Amazon rainforest destruction. To celebrate Sloths Day, refuse to support animal agriculture, and slow down. Today is the birthday of Rich Roll, born on this day in 1966. Rich Roll is a vegan ultra-endurance athlete and full-time wellness and plant-based nutrition advocate, popular public speaker, husband, father of four, and inspiration to people worldwide as a transformative example of courageous and healthy living. At age 40, after years of struggling with drugs, alcohol, and unhealthy living, Rich dedicated his diet to plants and his body to purposeful action. Just 2 years later, he began clocking top finishes at Ultraman World Championships and leading a community of others looking to transform their lives. Rich continues his journey today with his chart-topping podcast and best-selling books. And the publication of Why Vegan? Eating Ethically by Peter Singer was on this day in 2020. In response to the corona global pandemic, Singer reminds Westerners that they cannot blame China's wet markets alone without also acknowledging the perils of our own factory farms, where unimaginably overcrowded sheds create the ideal environment for viruses to mutate and multiply. Singer points out the role eating animals has played and will play in pandemics past, present, and future. The book ultimately becomes an urgent call to reframe our lives in order to redeem ourselves and alter the calamitous trajectory of our imperiled planet. And here is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that what we do to animals always has impacts on humans as well.